And now this is a dictation for Michael Hadley, H-A-D-L-E-Y, March 2952, addresses a letter to Dr. Sarbepalli, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarbepalli, follow up for Mr. Hadley, who has advanced renal failure, lightly diabetes, hypertension, he is post aortic valve replacement, TVAR, Watchman procedure, atrial fibrillation, prior stroke, prior intracranial cerebral bleeding from Coumadin. Since the last visit in November, he denies hospital admission. We did a telemedicine with the participation of the wife. Since the stroke patient looks withdrawal, does not look to the examining person, answer briefly yes or no appropriately. He is a large, tall, obese person, no gross respiratory distress. In my understanding, cardiology increased diuretics, alternating 40 and 60, and that's taking care of his congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, and edema. Supposed to be doing salt and fluid restriction, no reported vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood melena, no oxygen or sleep apnea machine, no orthopnea PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Blood pressure, Norvasc, hydralazine, laces as indicated above, and labetalol. Off the Coumadin. Medications for depression, prostate, diabetes, next paragraph, blood pressure 132/84, weight of 300, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, no anemia, does have low platelets, 117. Which is not a new problem, it's been chronic. Creatinine at 2, which appears the same as in November. GFR 33, stage 3B. Electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, within normal limits, liver function test not elevated. Has gross proteinuria more than 300 milligrams per gram. He was 354. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. Stable over time, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, aortic valve replacement, TVAR. Next number, diabetes. Next number, hypertension. Next number, intracranial cerebral bleeding. Off Coumadin, patient has a Watchman procedure. Next number, enlargement of the prostate, but no urinary tract infection. Next number, depression and cognitive decline since the stroke. On medications, no reported active seizures. Continue to do chemistries on a regular basis, no indication for dialysis, end of dictation.